Hey friends, welcome to another episode of Miracle Soup. I'm your host, Christoph Heinen. When I was, I think like around 23, I went to India. This was my second time. And I visited an ashram in Tamil Nadu. It's called Shantivanam. And it's sort of a hybrid ashram, Hindu and Christianity. And it was founded by a guy named Father Bede Griffiths, who was, you know, Christian, maybe like a Jesuit or something. And then he goes to India, you know, back in the, I think, 40s or 50s, and is like amazed at the interconnectedness and the similarities of Christianity and Hinduism. And he's like, oh my God, it's the same thing. And he becomes a Swami, and he starts this ashram called Shantivanam. And Shanti means peace. I think Vanam means forest. And the one thing I remember so explicitly about this place, besides the fact that there were the coolest temples there, like all these different murtis and statues and temple structures with the ornate Hindu, classic Hindu roofs, and all these deities. And they were just like so colorful. It was almost like, reminded me a little bit of a spiritual mini putt-putt golf, you know, those putt-putt golf courses where there's all these interesting statues to putt the balls around and everything. It was kind of like that, where you'd walk through these meditation gardens and see just these beautiful images of all the deities mixed with, you know, Jesus and the disciples and the stations of the cross and all that kind of thing. It was all done in this like very innocent kind of childlike way, very colorful. And I remember walking through that and just enjoying that. There was one in particular of Jesus sitting on a lotus flower with a giant Naga snake, you know, above his head, which is, you know, traditionally found with a yogi or Buddha sitting there. And the snake represents the rising of the Kundalini. So I'd never seen that before, like Jesus sitting on a lotus with a serpent behind him. Like, just what that imagery did to my mind at the time was pretty neat. But besides the really the putt-putt golf kind of scenery, was the peace, like the Shantivanam, the peaceful forest. The peace was palpable there, man. This old ancient river bed in Tamil Nadu, where everything just looks ancient and slow, and the mornings are covered in a deep mist as the sun rises over the horizon, and everything is just saturated in devotion, and you can hear the temple bells in the morning and this kind of thing. It was just like palpably peaceful. And while I was there, I took a little class. They had this little class was being offered by the main pujari or the priest at the time. And the class was on Vedanta, or, you know, the Hindu philosophy, the Sanatana Dharma, the perennial philosophy. And what the guy said was, he's sort of pointing out the whole basis of Hindu thought, where, you know, we're in this world of illusion. We're in this realm of Maya, where everything is an illusion. And he said, how can you tell what's real and unreal? And he said, well, based on the scriptures, anything that's real is that which never goes away, doesn't die. And it's considered unreal or illusion if it comes and goes, which kind of makes sense, right? Like a movie is an illusion because it's just like flashes on a screen briefly and it goes quickly. Or a dream is considered unreal because it's just like this thing we have at night and it seems so real at the time, but then we wake up and it's all gone. So the idea of this whole physical world that we live in is really also an illusion, because there's nothing here in physical form that's going to stay. Everything perishes, everything dies, everything gets just recycled. You know, all of our relationships and even the sun, the moon, the stars, it's all on its way out, right? So then the question is, well, what's actually real? And so that one thing that's real is considered reality, which is always present, which is sort of the point of self-inquiry and all these spiritual practices and the whole journey really of the of spirituality is like coming in touch with that which is actually real. And there's been a lot of names that can go for it, like the Supreme or God or Satchitananda or whatever, but what's real is that which never goes. It's always been and it always will be. So I thought that was interesting, and that was like kind of one of those things at a young age. I was just 23, and I heard that, and it really stuck. Like, definitely took that little treasure with me from that trip to India. And then years later, I got into the Course of Miracles, and the Course of Miracles is just all about emphasizing again and again the illusory nature of this whole dream that we're in, and it continues. You know, nothing that you're seeing is real. Nothing that you're experiencing, this is all an illusion, and God alone is real. And so it's like continuing to come back to that understanding. Sort of loosens the chains and the attachments to the things in this world that come and go and that ultimately will cause suffering if we're attached to them, right? So, what I wanted to share today in this brief podcast is this really cool image that I got recently. So, I started meditating again. An hour a day consistently within the last, you know, for about the last week. And what I noticed from my last 40-day meditation experiment was the synchronicity start really amping up. And so once again, I'm starting to see these synchronicities kind of like popping up in my field. And one of the things was going to the local playground at Ananda Spiritual Community, and they have this little book library, you know, where you give books and you take books. It's just a free exchange for books. They're really popular nowadays. I'm sure you've seen them on the side of the road, people's houses and stuff. But I started looking in there. I noticed one book sort of popped out at me. It's called the Sai Baba Gita. And Sai Baba's a pretty sweet guy. I could get into that, but that's probably another story. I've had some really a really neat dream with Sai Baba before. And a full power vision one time. Granted, it was during a ceremony, but just nothing like that had ever appeared to me before. Where Shirdi Sai Baba, the first incarnation, for you guys who don't know about the Sai Baba sort of story, is there's the first Shirdi Sai Baba came around late 1800s. Left his body around 1915 or so. And then the more popular Sai Baba with the afro, he came a few years later, I think in the early 20s. So it was the first Shirdi Baba form that just blazed, just as a like a blazing vision in front of me, something I will never forget, and sort of been with me ever since. So I've always, so ever since then, I've really had like a keen interest in Sai Baba and Sai Baba's teachings, which I always find to be just really refreshing, really simple, really potent, and always leading me in the right direction. So, yay, Sai Baba. Anyway, so the Sai Baba Gita is there. So I'm like, oh, cool, Sai Baba. So I pick out this book, and I'm reading it the other night, and I get to this part where he's talking about the real and the unreal, and he's really getting into the illusion. I'm like, oh, cool. Here's the theme that I'm definitely familiar with. He says that everything in this world of illusion is subject to the current of time, and it's almost like everything here, we're all in this river, and it's just flowing, and we're all kind of just, in a way, just floating or drowning in this river, which is ultimately just getting washed to the sea. And everything that we can touch, can name, can anything with form, everything in this world of third dimension physical form is in this river. All of our friends, all of our family, our loved ones, our enemy, it's all in this river of time, just whoosh, washing away. And it's nonstop. It just keeps going. And there's new forms and new situations and new things that are constantly replacing where the old ones were in this specific spot on the river. And it's just this gushing current going to the sea, right? Or even maybe it's like going off a waterfall. It's just gone. It just goes. But we're all in it. And so what happens is, and this is obviously is me paraphrasing, what I read. But I was like, oh, what am I going to share today for the podcast? I want to keep it short and sweet. And this is something that's like impacted me so dramatically over the last few days. I just can't help but share it. So, or I guess I could help it, but I just want to share it with you guys because you're awesome. Anyway, so everything's in this river. It's all flowing down to the sea, over waterfalls, whatever, down away. And we're in this river and we're like, struggling and drowning because nothing here gives us actually the safety and the refuge that we want. But we think it does because we're kind of hypnotized into believing that this river is the place to be. And so we're like looking at certain people who are also, drowning in the river. And we're like, oh, save me. If you just save me, just like you're the one to save me. And we swim over there and nope, we find out real quick. That's not going to work. That person will not save me. Or we see other people drowning. We're like, I need to save them. So we swim over and like, we're trying to save them, but that's futile and it doesn't do anything. And then it's like, oh, but if I had this thing, right? If I had that car, this house, like then I'm going to be good. I can like, it'll save me from this hopeless, journey I'm on to get washed away. And we go and we're like, oh, and we found out that doesn't work. We're like, oh, a new job. That's going to be it. We work tirelessly only to find out, yeah, okay, there's a new job, but it's not ultimately saving us from suffering. It's not saving us from the confusion and the sadness and the ignorance. It's not saving us from our own like negativity and the negative tendencies. So everything is in this river that we think is so important. And what else is flowing in the river? Oh, getting more likes on my podcast, getting more subscriptions on my Substack, getting more likes on my Instagram. Yeah, if I just have a big following, people are gonna see how like handsome I am, how beautiful I am, how smart and witty I am. So that's gonna be like that's the thing because that's what so and so, this other person drowning in the river said. Like that's the thing that's gonna save me from drowning in the river. And then we like maybe get to that, or hopefully we don't get to that because we realize that on the way it's like that's already like I can tell that's not gonna save me from this river. It's actually making it worse. It's getting water up my nose, dude. Like all this like attachment to likes. Oh, like me. If you like me, all the people in this river, drowning people in the river, like me. Oh, I'll stop drowning and it'll be the end to my miseries. It's not gonna be the end to anything but the end of your like ha potential happiness. So everything's flowing in the river, flowing. And then there's this mysterious word, right? And it's called God. And we hear it thrown around left and right. And even after being on the spiritual path for as long as pretty much I can remember, it's still mystery to me. Like, what is God? And in this book, previous chapter, Sai Baba is talking, about having faith in God and putting your trust in God and thinking of God and giving up. I'm like, what is, someone just explain to me, like, for once and for all, what's God? Oh, he's the creator of the, well, no, I don't buy that. Real, I don't know. It's like some dude in a white, beard in the sky, or like Brahman or Shiva, all these cartoon characters, like, would someone please help me out? Like, what's God? And it was almost like this another like this sort of synchronistic, perfect timing because how that story wraps up is the Sai Baba says like, well, in this river, everything's flowing to the sea. Nothing's going to save you. Everything's an illusion. But there's one on the side of the river. There's someone on the side of the river, and he's dry. He's not drowning. He or she, whatever, right? A figure, an entity, a presence. And he's holding out his hand, and you can take his hand, and he will save you out of the river. And that one is God. So God is that like compassion, that compassionate manifestation, that compassionate phenomenon that is there to rescue us from our river of sorrows, from this constant carousel ride of confusion and ignorance and forgetfulness and misery, and thinking that the things and being so convinced that the things in this world are going to save us. Because all that can is somebody who's actually out of the river. Someone's already standing there on the side, putting his hand out, or throwing a life raft, right? A rope. Because that's the only thing that's going to do it. And I've heard it explained another way is that the things in this world are basically like trying to get it all right here on planet Earth and get the likes for your Substack, or get your followers for YouTube, or get all this notoriety or money, or things look in a certain way. It's been said that's kind of like that's like rearranging the chairs on the Titanic. The ship's going down, dude. The ship is sinking. Get off the boat. Get out of the river. Get out of the river. It's the only way. It's not staying in, trying to make everything all arranged right. And like success. And I'm really, yeah, of course, like every single one. I'm saying this for myself because I've been noticing, like with creating my content and with finding this passion and this real benefit in creating and sharing my voice and writing articles on Substack and making these podcasts. It's like, yeah, of course it gets into my head, like, oh, how many likes and how many people are watching this. And through this story with the river and other sort of like synchronistic events, it's not that. It's a great reminder. Like, if we want to suffer, we're going to chase after likes. I mean, that's a really great setup. It's not about likes. It's not about the size of your audience. It's not about the size of your bank account. These are all great, but they're side effects. You know, the most important thing is you get out of the river, is you grab that hand and pull yourself out and find like lasting peace and contentment and purpose and meaning in what we're actually here for and who we actually are. And what actually is real. And then from there, yeah, things just flow smoother. You know, obviously that's a message that people are going to want to hear. So perhaps your likes will, your audience will grow, perhaps it won't. Because what I'm finding is that my audience right now, you people, you family who are listening to this, it's like the perfect amount, man. I don't want it to be this huge thing. I just want it how it is. I'm so honored that people listen to what I share. It's like such an honor. And to think like, oh, you guys aren't enough. I need bigger. I need bigger. I need more because you guys aren't enough. I think that really is a good setup to just shooting yourself in the foot and be like, oh, I'm a failure because I only have, 50 followers or whatever. Oh, I'm a failure. I'm gonna quit. Dude, that's 50 people who are giving you their attention, like giving you this precious, precious attention, this precious thing called time, which is very limited in this body. And for people who are like awake, they don't want to waste their time. And even people who are asleep, no one should be wasting their time. So I do not think I'm wasting your time by sharing this message with you today. I hope you have fun playing with it and just sort of ponder, the things and the times and the habitual tendencies we have to, throughout our day, just put importance on these transitory phenomenon that's just getting literally washed away in front of our eyes. The whole cosmos is just getting washed away in the river of time. If you watch this show on Netflix right now, Our Planet Earth, oh my God, it shows the river of time in such wonderful, wonderful detail. Over millions of years, just this wash of time, just millions of years, and then destruction, hurricane, ice age, comet, whoosh, everything's done, done-skis, 90% of life on Earth wiped out. Time keeps rolling. Things grow and evolve again. Gets destroyed again. Boom, gets washed to the sea. Constant, here we are in these bodies and these times, putting all this importance on social media likes and getting this amazing career and having this certain amount of money in our account. And it's just a setup for misery. But there's a way out. Get off that boat, baby. Jump in or find a life raft if you can. I know in the Titanic, that's kind of a, there weren't really enough. So I don't know. If there's not enough life vests, then don't rearrange the chairs on the Titanic. But yeah, hang out with those guys who were playing music as it was going down. Sing with them and play the violin and dance. And that's the next best thing if you can't get off the boat, right? Or if you're in the river and you can't find that hand to let you out, you might as well just like blow bubbles and do flips in the water and just like maybe surf some of the waves and the current. Have fun. That's the next best thing. But you can't even get too attached to that because that could be just a distraction too. It's just so much better just to like get out of the river. Get off the boat. Maybe you could build a boat for other people, like whip together some suitcases and tie them all together, and everyone like you could just like create another lifeboat for people. And you could s help some other people. I almost said save. Help some other people get off the boat. All right, friends, first day of spring today. We made it through the winter. Congratulations, everybody in the Northern Hemisphere. That was quite a winter here in California. I would say leave a subscribe, like, blah, blah, subscribe. Just do whatever you want. But likes and subscriptions are cool. Not for my ego, but to spread the word. But I just lost some of that importance. You guys are all amazing. Thanks for tuning into Miracle Soup. Have a blessed, blessed week. Gonna have an interview coming up. I can feel it. I got a few people lined up. It's gonna happen. You're all amazing. Blessed be. Have a beautiful day. Om Namah Shivaya.